Sorry I missed the last show. I had a run-in with, well, let's just say it's a long story, but seriously, I'm short on time, so I'm going to try and make this quick. There's a group out there trying to shut down the truth, and the greatest truth of all is obviously the Bible. And praise God for great men like James White who can help us decode the extremely difficult words in the King James Bible. I mean, ado? Choler? How do you even pronounce these words? How can you possibly understand? How can anybody understand a word like quicksands? Think about it. Quicksands. Thank goodness for the New King James Version that changed that to certus stands. Makes more sense to me. How about judgment hall? That one becomes praetorium. The word deputy, which obviously requires a doctorate in English to fully comprehend, well, thankfully that one has been changed over to proconsul. The word chains, incomprehensible to me. Well, that one has turned into armlets. Bracelets, a much easier word has been added into the modern version of the Bible. How about brooches? The word children requires obviously a dictionary. I mean, right? It's extremely hard to fully grasp. Well, that one becomes brood. The word sad, the very difficult word sad, has been turned into dejected. The word destruction has become gadfly. The very difficult word convenient has become the much easier opportune. And, well, green has become verdant. The Bible in Psalm chapter 30, verse 3, turns the word grave into Sheol. The modern versions do, of course. And we know that the word hell in Luke chapter... Hey,
drag this
hey, what are you doing? Get your hands off me right now. Hey, you are an imposter.
Cussing is a capital crime.
Ben.
Obviously, I am the real Ben.
Not you.
I've always been the real Ben. Anyone that doubts that will be punished. I'm glad we cleared that up. Now to the most important aspect of this message. If you have a King James Bible, you need to turn it into the government immediately. This is dangerous propaganda that undermines our democracy, and it can confuse you. If you do not turn in your Bible, we will come and help you turn it in. And if you do not comply with this order, you will be labeled as a domestic terrorist because you clearly have the Baptist bias.